Welcome back into Upon Further Review, and our latest NFL check-in is a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Scott Reynolds of the Pewter Report here to chat with us. They've got a fun out-of-conference matchup with the Buffalo Bills this week. And Scott, I guess just first off, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. A little cold down here, not as cold as it is up in Buffalo, but it's winter down here. It's like a high of 50 degrees, so brr.
Yeah, I wish I could say that I feel sorry for you, but I believe from the last 2 days we had a high of 35, and as I look today, I believe we have a high of 40, or actually in the 50s, so maybe I do feel a little bad for you. Nonetheless, Scott, you look at the Buccaneers season, you know, so far, I mean, obviously they're off to a really good start. They're 6-3, I know coming off a loss to the Patriots, so halfway through the season, how would you sum up what you've seen there in Tampa Bay?
Well, I think they've overachieved a little bit because this has been a really banged up Buccaneer team. They've lost a lot of weapons on offense. The defense has not been as banged up as they were last year, but they've had their share of injuries. And it's really something that Todd Bowles and first year offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard had this team at 6-3. And you look at the teams that they've lost to, it's been the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles, the 6-3 Detroit Lions, and the 8-2 Buffalo Bills, or I should say New England Patriots with the Bills next. So there's three losses on this team's record so far, but all of those have kind of been quality losses, if you could say that. We've seen plenty of stub-your-toe games around the league. I think the Bills had a stub-your-toe game against the Dolphins last week in Miami. And you look at the Carolina Panthers, who are kind of trying to nip on the Bucs' heels here in the NFC South. You know, they go up to Green Bay and beat the Packers in Lambeau and then come back home with a winning record, and they lose to the lowly Saints by 10 points, 17-7 at home. So the Buccaneers haven't had that kind of loss yet, and they've had some quality wins at Seattle. That's a good Seattle Seahawks team this year, and they beat the 49ers here in Tampa. So I think they've overachieved a little bit, certainly given the injuries that have beset this team.
Yeah, and I believe, was it like their first four wins all came like on walk-off fashion? Was that right?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of last-minute comeback wins, yeah, that's been the case. You look at that Seattle game, and then the first three games of the season, they were all that way. They were down to the wire wins that last year the Buccaneers would have lost. They dropped overtime games on the road at Atlanta and at Kansas City. They allowed the 49ers to come in last year and have a walk-off field goal win, 23-20. So those losses, and of course the playoff game, losing to the Commanders in the same fashion, 23-20 with a walk-off field goal. So those losses last year have been turned into wins this year. The only time they didn't do it really was last week. They had a chance against the Patriots. They were at the New England 27-yard line. They were down 5 points, 21-16. And, you know, they just couldn't get the job done. They had a 3rd-and-3 that they couldn't convert. And then they tried to do it on 4th-and-3, and that was really the ballgame.
Yeah, you mentioned with the injuries. I know Mike Evans, of course, has been banged up. And, you know, Mecca Buka, when he's been healthy, has been phenomenal. Of the injuries that have piled up for Tampa, which one is maybe the most significant long-term?
I think Mike Evans, I mean, he's coming off of a fantastic training camp. He didn't have the best start to the season, but I think you saw the attention that was rolled to Mike Evans really benefited Emeka Buka at the start of the season. And, you know, and that kind of allowed Emeka to, you know, kind of grow up quickly and become that number one wide receiver. And guess what? With Mike Evans out and Chris Godwin out, you know, he's had to be that guy, and he will have to continue to be that guy. And so far he has 677 yards during his rookie season, 6 touchdowns with an average of 16.9 yards per catch. So it's been great so far for Emeka Buka, but they would love to have Mike Evans in there and have that 1-2 punch. And they really haven't had that. It's kind of been a one wide receiver show for most of the season, and Mike Evans won't return probably until the playoffs. If he does, he's got that broken clavicle injury that required surgery.
Again, we're talking all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Scott Reynolds of the Pewter Report. Despite the injuries, Baker Mayfield has continued to play at a pretty high level. You know, 16 touchdowns, just 2 picks. Speak to what you're seeing from him. And I mean, man, it feels like there's not like a clear-cut MVP favorite right now. Like, he's definitely got to be in the mix, right?
Yeah, and you know, he was the talk of that NFL MVP race probably up until the Detroit Lions game on Monday night. Did not have a good game. The Bucks lost 24-9, and it kind of took the air out of the sails of that Mayfield campaign. But you know, when you look at this head-to-head matchup on Sunday, Baker Mayfield versus Josh Allen, if Baker does have a great performance in that game and kind of outduels Josh Allen in Buffalo, and if Tampa Bay were to get the win, then I think he probably puts him right back in that conversation, because then Tampa Bay would be 7-3 and probably pulling away from the other teams in the NFC South and cruising to yet another NFC South, you know, division title. That's going to give the Buccaneers another home playoff game. And then it's going to set up the team for a Sunday night football game against the Rams and Matthew Stafford the next week, who is another MVP candidate. So Baker has an opportunity here to really, in these next two games, go head to head with two of the better, more respected quarterbacks in the league in Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford. And if he can play up to their level or better, he's going to be right back in that conversation.
One more thought before we dive specifically into the Bills matchup. You know, the Bucs right now look to be the team to beat in the NFC South. We've talked about the injuries. Is there anything else that could be an area of concern for them moving forward?
You know, I think the injuries have kind of been the biggest obstacle of this team. The other thing too, I would think, is Tampa Bay's always kind of prided itself as being the hunter and not the hunted. And heading into that Monday Night Football game against the Lions, you know, they weren't favored to necessarily beat the Lions in Vegas, but you know, they were at the top of everyone's power rankings. Baker Mayfield was the leading candidate for the NFL MVP award. And I don't think this team, from a maturity standpoint, has handled being hunted well. In other words, they kind of thrive in the, you know, count you out, chip on the shoulder, underdog role. But when it becomes the favorite title for the Buccaneers, they really haven't handled being the favorite well. And they haven't been the favorite really till the Tom Brady years, you know, the 2020, 2021 season. But they had a little taste of it this year, and they got throttled up in Detroit by a team that, quite frankly, has handled those expectations reasonably well. Look at the Lions last year. They had simply ran out of bodies on the defensive side of the ball, but they had the best record in the NFC. They would have had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, but they got creamed by a Washington team because they couldn't stop them. They didn't have any healthy bodies. So, but Detroit, to their credit, has that maturity. They know how to handle that role of being the hunted exceptionally well. And they were coming off of a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead on Sunday night the week prior, so they had a lot to play for. So I think how the Buccaneers handle success is something we really haven't seen, because the success that they've had has come at the end of the season the last couple of years, coming back from mid-season holes that they've dug themselves into. They have finished strong down the stretch, which has been to their credit, but they really haven't won the division up until like week 17 or week 18. This would be the first season where they have an opportunity, maybe by week 15, to capture the division title. And then how will they handle that going forward? Will they gain some momentum heading into the playoffs and close out that schedule with some wins? Or are they going to have a stub your toe game where it's going to, you know, give some fans some pause? Is this team really serious about contending for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think even to an extent with that, Scott, you could go back to, you know, the end of the year last year, because I felt like they were a really scary team in the playoffs, and obviously they lose to the Commanders in the first round. Now looking to this matchup with the Bills, man, it feels like nobody has played up or down to their opponents better than the Bills, right? They beat the Chiefs in their annual regular season meeting, and then they lay an egg against the Dolphins. I know the Patriots turned out to be pretty good, but they did not look good against them early on in the year. They also lost to the Falcons. I guess, you know, what are the thoughts on this matchup, and you know, how the Bills match up with Tampa?
Well, you know, you've got a really good running back in James Cook, right? And he's kind of lighting it up right now. What does he have? 5.5 yards per carry average, and he can hurt you as a receiver out of the backfield on screen, swing passes. He can hurt you certainly as a runner. He can break off the explosive play, 64-yard, you know, touchdown run this year. He's got 7 touchdowns on the ground. Josh Allen, of course, can hurt you with his legs. Incredibly dangerous down there in the low red zone, 7 touchdowns himself, plus he's got a 40-yard gain. So I think for Todd Bowles' unit on defense, they're a little shell-shocked coming off of giving up 2 huge, long touchdown runs to Travion Henderson, the rookie with the Patriots. And I know that's going to be a point of emphasis, but the fact that you give up 2 touchdown runs in that particular game, and Jahmyr Gibbs also had a massive touchdown run on Monday night up there in Detroit, it certainly shows that there are some cracks in the Bucs' armor. And if Buffalo can find those and exploit those, they're going to have some success on the ground against Tampa Bay because Todd Bowles wants to stop the run. The problem is they do that pretty good on a down-in, down-out basis. But when you have one of those, you know, 72-yard or 89-yard explosive runs, it just totally skews everything that you've done so well up until that one point because you're almost like the Secret Service. You've got to be perfect every single day. You can't avoid, you know, the guy you're protecting or the woman you're protecting, you know, to get shot. And I think that's kind of what this mindset has been on defense is they have to play perfect football. You can't just play good for 99% of the snaps and then let one huge touchdown run out of the gate because that's going to beat you. And that's what happened last Sunday when the Patriots came to town. So that's what really concerns me is can they bottle up James Cook every single down, every single carry, and can they keep Josh Allen contained? And as good as he is as a runner and a thrower, if you take one of those away, right, if you just make him a pocket passer, you have a chance. But when Josh Allen can beat you with his arm and his legs in the same game, it's tough for anybody to beat the Bills.
Scott, before I let you go, do you have an outlook or prediction on this game?
I really don't. I mean, it's Tuesday. We'll see how the injury report shakes out for the Buccaneers. They're expected to probably be without their starting left guard, Ben Bredesen. He injured his hamstring early in this game, so they're going to have 2 backup guards. You know, I know Ed Oliver's not playing, obviously, but the defensive line for the Bills kind of scares me a little bit in terms of their pass rush and their ability to create havoc against the run. I'm not sure. I feel like this game truly could go either way, right? If the Bills show up, the same team that beat the Chiefs, I could see them easily beating the Buccaneers. But if it's the Bills team that ended up going down to Miami and playing down to the level of their competition, maybe Tampa Bay, you know, escapes Buffalo with the win. So I could see this team literally go either way because I'm just not sure, you know, who's going to show up and play and who's going to execute the best. It's going to come down to execution. I know that sounds kind of trite and cliche, but we saw the Buccaneers not execute well in some key moments, especially on third down on offense. They were 5 of 13, but generally outside of third down, they played pretty well on offense. So whoever comes down to executing the best is going to win this game.
Definitely one of the most interesting matchups of the week for sure. Again, that's Scott Reynolds, Pewter Report, talking all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Scott, appreciate the time and enjoy the fun there.
Yep, you got it. Take care.